Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Charlie James. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Stan Musial. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Sadecki. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ray Sadecki. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Steve Boros. Batting second. The center fielder, Ellis Burton. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. And now, play ball. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a fly ball into right field. Boros settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat takes first base on ball four. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sadecki fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McCarver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is called out on strikes. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into left field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Banks reaches second base with a double. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burpell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to third. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. 1 out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. Flood hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Groat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCarver moves to third. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCarver scores. Groat moves to third. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into right field. Boro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth strikes out. 1 out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boros hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Boros reaches second base with a double. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0-for-1 in the game. Burton hits a fly ball into left field. Mutual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boros scores. It's Cardinals, 1, Cubs, 1. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer now catching. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. James hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burton. James reaches second base with a double. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-1 in the game. Musial strikes out. 1 out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schaefer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubs is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Hubs reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hubs moves to third. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer takes first base on ball 4. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball, foul, towards right field. James makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on James. Hubs scores. Schaefer moves to second. One out. It's 2-1, Cubs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Shannon pinch hits for Ray Sadecki. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-2 in the game. Flood strikes out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Barney Schultz now pitching. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0-for-2 in the game. Burton hits a fly ball into right field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Santo. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Santo steals second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White strikes out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogers. Boyer moves to second. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. James strikes out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-2 in the game. Musial strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie James now playing left field. Gary Kolb now playing right field. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hubbs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Hubbs reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schaefer strikes out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McCarver for a passed ball. Hubbs moves to third. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hubbs scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Lou Brock pinch hits for Steve Boros. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ellsworth moves to second. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0-for-3 in the game. Burton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ellsworth moves to third. Brock moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock now playing right field. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman pinch hits for Barney Schultz. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-3 in the game. Flood hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Hubbs hits a fly ball into right field. Kolb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schaefer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-1, Cubs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ellsworth hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burton takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Kolb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. James hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb strikes out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Rogers fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Javier moves to third. Dal Maxville pinch hits for Bob Humphreys. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and St. Louis Cardinals, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.